greatness to become the woman God created you to be. It's not about doing more. It's about being and letting yourself shine. You already have everything you need. Enjoy being the fun, fearless female that you are. Chapter 1. There is more to you than meets the eye. Being a fun, fearless female is not about beauty, being tall, skinny, a model, rich, or perfect. Whew, what a relief. It's not about having all the advantages, being lucky, or being at the right place at the right time. Instead, it's about being the woman God created you to be. It's about confidence in both who you are and in whose you are. It's learning to make smart choices for you and what you want in life. I grew up in a military household in the Deep South and was raised a Baptist. Now, there's a lot of good things about that, but there are also some drawbacks. I can still hear my mother's words, "Pretty is as pretty does," or my parents, "Speak only when you're spoken to. Don't show off. Keep quiet." Sound familiar? In church, the talk was always about giving glory to God, which is a great thing, and not bringing attention to yourself. There were more do nots than do's. Rules, rules, rules. It was years before I realized that I had a voice, much less a choice in my life, because in this framework, it's a little difficult to shine, to share my gifts, or to become confident. For years, I held back, more in the shadows. For those of you who know me now, that may be hard to imagine. I played the game, tried to please others, and tried to be what I thought they wanted me to be. Have you ever felt that way? Most of us have. Truthfully, I'm still working on it. Like you, my journey has been full of ups and downs, bumps in the roads, and there have been many lessons. God has been teaching me and showing me His ways. I don't have all the answers, but I have found some keys that work for me, and maybe they can help you. Let's talk about you. What you believe and what you choose now is your path and your future. You are an amazing, powerful, unique female. Let's embrace our womanhood, being fully female, and become who we are meant to be and offer what we are born to offer. As women, what we bring to the table, so to speak, and the role that is ours to play in the world is crucial. The role we have in the kingdom of God, in the lives of men, women, and children, is of immeasurable worth and power. We are called, worthy, powerful, and needed. St. Augustine says, "Since love grows within you, so beauty grows, for love is the beauty of the soul." To become who you are meant to be, to live out your best you, starts with believing and loving yourself. The Bible says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." To love others means loving yourself. It may even mean liking yourself. What does the Bible say about you? Psalms 91:14. He knows our name. Luke 12:7. He knows how many hairs are on our heads. Psalms 139:13. He knew us before we were conceived in the womb. Psalms 139:2-4. He knows when we sit down or when we get up. He knows our thoughts and our words before we speak them. Here are two of my favorites. They show that we are not random, not an accident, or here just to exist. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Woo-hoo! Isn't that great? The God of the universe formed you, has plans for you, and has set you apart. You! So the question is, do you believe that you are special? All of us can make a list of that not-so-good stuff. Instead, let's make a list of the good. What are a few of your good qualities, both character and physical traits? For example, pretty eyes, kind, loving, great legs. You need to take a sheet of paper. And matter of fact, I would suggest a spiral or something, because we're going to be doing this all through the book, where we are going to answer some questions and write down some thoughts as we go along. So put me on pause for right now. Go find that piece of paper or that notebook and your pen or your pencil, and then come right back. Welcome back. Did you get your paper and your pen? Be sure to write those down, those physical and character traits that are really good about you.